Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Taking your calls live. 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Maybe I'll save the SAVE Act conversation for the 9 o'clock hour of the show. Plus, I've got this Robbie Starbuck video going after Liberal Senator John Tester and his fake phony allies who have been trashing a Montana firefighting business. That's some must-hear audio if you haven't gotten a chance to hear that yet. Plus, Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy sets the health care record straight. Yeah, maybe I'll save that for the 9 o'clock hour of the show, because I know we got a lot of folks who are going to want to weigh in with your reactions to the debate last night between President Trump and Kamala Harris. In fact, we've already got Randy in Livingston on the phone lines this morning, and the number for you, 294-0970. Randy, thanks for the call. What's your take on the debate?
Yeah, I just wanted to make a point. I've been watching debates since Nixon, and these aren't real debates. They're prosecutorial hit jobs. There's no audience, so you have media control because they know Trump thrives with the crowd. You have the arrogance of silencing their microphones when they want to. Attempts to cut to a question for no response for Trump were obvious last night, and he basically ate them up, jumped right in their face, and answered what he wanted to answer. One thing out of this debate that will come, he is going to have great video for his advertisements when it comes time to vote. And I think they need to go back to the old. You have organizations that will sit and ask questions. I wouldn't allow media anywhere near a desk.
Yeah, especially the fake news media like ABC. No, I think you're exactly right. I think it was clearly this was an ambush against President Donald J. Trump, and he did exactly what you're supposed to do when you're being ambushed. Fight your way through it. And he fought back at every turn. And I think you're exactly right. These ticking time bombs that Trump always sets at events like this are the ticking time bombs that are going to blow up in the Harris campaign face here, because she was sitting there just laughing while he was talking about what's going on in Springfield, Ohio. And I mean, and to your point, too, about the fake news moderators cutting Trump off, he was talking about being shot in the head by an attempted assassin's bullet. Oh, well, we're short on time. We got to move on here. But they just, it was crazy.
In the old days, politicians only needed to agree to topics, okay? And there weren't any of these controls. I think the media, the solution, I think, is to turn the FCC on these people, find them for bias in First Amendment issues, and ride these corporations hard.
All right. 10 years. Well, Randy, thanks for the call. I did see Sean Davis from The Federalist was basically suggesting something just like that for ABC Fake News. Randy, thanks for the call. Great to hear from you. Looks like we got somebody else calling in right now. You can, too. 406-294-0970. Phone lines are open. And then later in the hour, around 8:40, we've got Mark Lauder with a debate recap as well.
Securing America.
At 8:46 a.m. on September the 11th, 2001, hijacked American Airlines Flight 11 crashed into the North Tower of the World Trade Center. At 9:03, hijacked United 175 crashed into the South Tower. President Bush, at an event at an elementary school in Florida, spoke at 9:31 a.m.
Two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center in an apparent terrorist attack on our country.
6 minutes later, hijacked American Airlines Flight 77 crashed into the Pentagon. The South Tower of the Trade Center collapsed at 9:59. A fourth hijacked plane, United Flight 93, headed towards Washington, crashed in Shanksville, Pennsylvania at 10:03 a.m. after passengers stormed the cockpit. At 10:28 a.m., the North Tower, One World Trade, came down. In all, nearly 3,000 died. Kevin Uresky, Fox News.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks.
Yeah, that was so absurd last night as President Trump was describing what is going on in Springfield, Ohio. ABC fake news. Oh, there's no evidence that that's happening. There's no evidence. Have you listened to the 911 calls that are now available? I think the Trump War Room shared one of the 911 calls where local residents, and these aren't white, right-wing Republicans that are making these 911 calls and that are testifying before their local city council describing how these Haitian migrants in Springfield, Ohio, are going down to the park, grabbing ducks, grabbing geese, or grabbing neighborly cats, and then eating them. There's 911 calls. There was a black American gentleman in Springfield, Ohio, testifying before the city council saying what is happening. But no, leave it to these uppity white liberals at ABC Fake News and elsewhere. Ah, well, there's no evidence of that. We talked with the city manager. The city manager says that isn't happening. Right. And again, going back to Randy and Livingston's point here, I think Randy is exactly right. Here is Kamala Harris laughing as Donald Trump is talking about what is going on in Springfield, Ohio. And so he is going to be able to roll the tape with plenty of footage from last night. Here's what Bill Malugin had in his report about Springfield, Ohio. I think this is dated by now. This is at least a day or two old.
Springfield has a population of 58,000 people, and now about 20,000 Haitians have arrived in the city. And as a result, local residents say there has been an uptick in crime, mayhem, car crashes, other things, and they're telling city leadership they're fed up about it. And the city's mayor says Springfield just cannot handle this sudden influx of so many Haitians, and it's draining local resources. According to CBP data, the Biden administration has allowed over 205,000 Haitians to fly into the United States as part of its controversial migrant flights mass parole program.
All right, car crashes and crime. So you notice ABC fake news didn't care too much about the car crashes and the crime. But boy, they really got sensitive when you talk about eating neighborhood cats or grabbing geese from the local pond. And this is kind of the broader question, really, isn't it? Why is it that illegal aliens or even, you know, parolees, migrants, whatever name you want to use to describe the people that they are flooding this country with, when illegal aliens are raping and murdering 12-year-old girls and young moms and college students like Lake and Riley, why are they so much more sensitive about migrants killing cats or killing ducks or killing geese? You'd think they would be much more sensitive when young American women are being raped and murdered by illegal aliens. But no. Don't you dare suggest that migrants are killing cats or ducks or geese. I mean, it's as if the fake news media cares more about animals than they do about you and about people. But then again, we've seen that time and time again, haven't we? All right, let's go right into the phone calls here. Mike in Big Timber, what's your thoughts? Thanks for the call.
My thought is this, Aaron. I don't know if you've been away. Did you know that Ken bought an electric vehicle?
He got one. That's great.
Yeah.
What did he get?
A Blazer.
They have an electric Blazer?
Well, that's what he said. I thought he said an electric Razor, but a Blazer.
Maybe it's a Razor. What's the Razor again? Yeah. Huh. So he finally got an electric car. Well, that's cool. That's good for him.
Yeah. And I'm hoping he'll keep us informed of how it performs and, you know, whether it's reliable, that sort of thing. The reason I called, though, is do you believe debates make a whole lot of difference, Aaron? Because I don't. And the gentleman who called about the debates in the previous years, it's not the same as it is now.
No, I agree. I think I think the debates, like you say, you know, well, for example, when John Tester did his debate, you noticed how safe John Tester was playing it when he was debating Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy. It's because John Tester, the main thing John Tester didn't want to do was say something that could be used in a TV commercial or in a radio commercial against him. So, because basically he knew that not that many people pay attention to these types of debates, so he was just playing it safe the entire time. And then on top of that, he didn't want people, you know, he didn't want Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy to get more attention because of the contrast. You have this young, fresh-faced Navy SEAL veteran against this Washington fat cat, John Tester. And so they wanted to just limit the exposure of the debate all around because, I think you're right. They're just less impactful these days.
Right, but the most impactful thing is what their other colleagues say. Like Bernie Sanders said just the other day when he was asked about her progressive ideologies being changed, he said, "Well, she's just trying to win. She's trying to win the election, so she's being pragmatic." Oh, really? Well, thanks for that info, there, Mr. Marxist. It's true.
Yeah, and I think I was listening in as David Noble played that Bernie Sanders soundbite where Bernie Sanders was on one of the Sunday talk shows, admitting that, hey, look, she's just saying what she needs to say to get elected, but no, she's still on our team. She still has all the same socialist beliefs that we have, and the same soundbite applies for this fake, phony, two-faced Tester, John Tester. It's the same way. Bernie Sanders could use the same bait, same clip to describe John Tester. Hey, he's just saying what he thinks he needs to say to get elected, but he's still one of us, is what Bernie Sanders could say about Tester, just like Kamala Harris. All right, back to more callers right after this. Man, it is so obvious to spot the liberal media bias here in Montana. They never ask liberal Senator John Tester any tough questions. They never hold him accountable. Yet they do this phony press release reporting for any fake news he wants to pump out there. Hey, I'll tell you what, Montana Talks, go to the Montana Talks website, go download the Montana Talks app, because we're going to deliver the stories they refuse to tell. MontanaTalks.com, download the Montana Talks app on your phone.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Michael in Bozeman sent us a message on our Montana Talks app regarding the debate last night. This is from Michael in Bozeman. Notice Kamalama Ding Dong's body language while President Trump spoke. Very childish and denigrating. They should have muted the video while the non-speaking candidate was not speaking. Yeah, Michael, I thought it was very phony, too. It was, the worst type of acting imaginable. Did you notice how she would put her fingers on her chin to try to look really tough? I shared a photo on X last night during the debate. I said, hey, we now know who helped Kamala Harris debate prep. You guys remember the movie Napoleon Dynamite? It was Uncle Rico with his little glamour shot, you know, his 1980s style glamour shot with his hand under his chin. Yeah, it was just so phony. So phony. Next up on the phone lines, let's go to Lee in Kalispell, listening to KJJR. Lee, what's going on?
Well, I just want to remind people of the other hostages we had years ago. This is when Jimmy Carter and Reagan were running for office. That's when Iran was first taken over, and they go ahead and the people in the U.S. embassies were held by the Taliban. Yeah, unfortunately, they all got out because the Ayatollah said that if you vote for Carter, they'd be held. But if you vote for Reagan, which I'd do any time, they'd be released. And Reagan did get in, and they were released.
There's so many parallels to now and going back to Ronald Reagan and Jimmy Carter, except for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are kind of like Jimmy Carter on steroids, aren't they?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's why, you know, President Trump talked very forcefully last night when it comes to Ukraine, when it comes to, you know, this war that Israel is facing with these Islamic extremists and the terrorists in the Gaza Strip, is that first off, neither of these wars would have happened. Neither of these invasions, whether it's the Russian invasion of Ukraine or the terrorist invasion of southern Israel, neither would have happened if he were the president of the United States. And yet, look at, we have American hostages that have continued to be slaughtered in the Gaza Strip under this failed leadership of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy had this reaction to the debate last night. He says, congrats to President Trump on his victory against Kamala Harris and the moderators at tonight's debate. Now it's time to complete our mission. Vote to save our country from the disastrous Harris tester agenda, and most importantly, make America great again. I've got reaction also from Troy Downing, a congressional candidate in the Eastern Congressional District here in Montana. I'll get to that here. But first, we got more callers patiently waiting on the phone lines. Looks like we lost Mike in the Gallatin Valley. Mike, call back in if you got a point to make. You are next up in line, but I know sometimes it can be a little bit of a wait. Steve in Ballantyne, great to hear from you.
Good morning, Aaron. Okay, for any of the Democrats listening on the radio today on this cat and dog thing that they just get, that can't be true. I'm going to tell you a little story that my grandmother told me. She was raised down in Wyoming, okay? And this Asian family moved in fairly close to them, I guess, and they invited them over for dinner one night. And my grandmother and the family went over there, and it was a big pot of stew. And my grandmother said she could not believe what she heard, but this Asian gal that made the pot of stew said, oh, by the way, dig deep, get puppy. And my grandmother realized a family dog was gone. True story.
Huh.
This is probably in the 50s.
Well, and different cultures, especially people that are new to America, right? Like things are different in other parts of the world. There are some things that we eat that people would be like, why in the world would you eat those things? Anybody who's been to a cattle branding and started, grilling up Rocky Mountain oysters. If you told people in other parts of the world, we do this and then we throw them, and they'd be like, you do what? You're eating what? Right? In some parts of the world, other parts of the world, well, of course, yeah, and then you'd use every single part of the animal, right? In Central Asia, they eat horse meat. Horse meat is a delicacy there, right? Camel spaghetti in parts of East Africa. But this thing is like the fake news media and the Democrats are so sensitive. And despite the 911 phone calls, despite the people testifying at the city council meetings, no, there's no way this happened. There's no way that these migrants from Haiti are eating animals. Do you guys remember the news story? I remember we talked about it on a Tuesday. John Jackson, the Joker from Twitter, was in the house. There were news stories about how when this chaos erupted in Haiti, which has had several troubles over the years, that a local gang leader named Barbecue, his followers were spotted eating the charred remains of humans. And remember, it was around that time when Kamala Harris started opening the floodgates for all sorts of Haitians to be flown into the United States. Oh, but there's no way they could be eating geese or ducks or cats or dogs. Don't listen to any of the evidence out there that could be happening. No. But again, why are these people so sensitive about this? There's people that are being murdered by illegal aliens. There's young women that have been raped and murdered by illegal aliens. Oh, but so sensitive about the cats and dogs, aren't they? Let's see. Gary in Billings next up on the phone lines. Gary, what's going on?
Hey, Good morning, Aaron. As I watch some of the debates, a committee up there, she's kind of like a laughing hyena. But I decided that it doesn't matter what they say in the debates. It's what the people that are out there voting, what do they get out of it when they're bringing in all these illegal immigrants, taking your jobs, your rapes, et cetera. So it's pretty clear that what do the people get out of that debate? That's what I feel is really important.
Yeah, and the thing is what they got out of it is that Kamala Harris will say anything to get elected. Just like apparently Montana voters are finally on to John Tester's scheme too, that he will say anything to get elected. I mean, she is on camera supporting a fracking ban, supporting gun control, taking away your guns. One of the most popular guns in America she wants to take away. But last night, oh no, she's not in support of a fracking ban. Oh no, she's not in support of gun control. Straight up phony all around. Speaking of illegal aliens, I think this was the part where President Trump, this was one of the clips shared by the Trump War Room on X last night. I think this is where President Trump also talked specifically about Springfield, Ohio.
We have millions of people pouring into our country from prisons and jails, from mental institutions and insane asylums, and they're coming in and they're taking jobs that are occupied right now by African Americans and Hispanics, and also unions. Unions are going to be affected very soon. And you see what's happening. You see what's happening with towns throughout the United States. You look at Springfield, Ohio. You look at Aurora in Colorado. They are taking over the towns. They're taking over buildings. They're going in violently. These are the people that she and Biden led into our country, and they're destroying our country. They're dangerous. They're at the highest level of criminality, and we have to get them out. We have to get them out fast. I created one of the greatest economies in the history of our country. I'll do it again and even better.
All right. Troy Downing, Eastern Congressional District Republican candidate, said the debate showcased President Donald Trump's pro-America plans for our future and his exceptional leadership. He reaffirmed his unmatched ability to address the pressing issues confronting our nation. President Trump presented a compelling vision for economic growth, border security, and a revitalized America. In stark contrast, Vice President Kamala Harris demonstrated just how out of touch she is with the realities facing everyday Americans, and that she will be a second term of Joe Biden. Her policies have been disastrous, leading to crippling inflation, an open border, and a weakened domestic economy, putting the American dream out of reach for many Americans. That was part of what Troy Downing, a congressional candidate for the Eastern District, had to say after last night's debate. All right, let's see. We're going to talk more about the debate here in just a couple of minutes. Mark Lauder, former special assistant to President Trump, joins us right after the next break to get his reaction. A nice last-minute addition to the lineup here this morning. And then coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, it'll be open phones for the entire 9 o'clock hour of this show. All right. Hey, I don't know if you guys have heard what we're doing. This is a really cool deal. Heads up for those of you who are our fellow veterans out there, or if you're somebody who knows a veteran. Here's what we're going to do. We're teaming up with Yellowstone Family Dental. If you know a veteran, or if you're one of those veterans that has a whole bunch of missing or failing teeth, you don't just have one problem tooth or two problem teeth. You've got a whole mouth of troubled teeth, missing teeth, failing teeth. Yellowstone Family Dental, what we're going to do, we want you to submit your recommendations. I think you have to go to the KBUL Billings website, unfortunately. I'll see if we got a link on our Montana Talks website. But go there and submit a recommendation, nominate somebody to get a full free mouth treatment, total Montana dental implants done. So anyway, nominate a veteran.
This This is where Montana talks.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, just before the last break, I was telling you about this incredible opportunity to nominate a veteran. Maybe it's somebody you know. Maybe you're somebody who's really struggling with a lot of missing and failing teeth. Best thing to do, I would go to MontanaDentalImplants.com. Go to MontanaDentalImplants.com, and you can inquire for yourself. Even if you're not a veteran, you can go find out about their incredible dental implants they provide right here in Montana. Or if you want to nominate a veteran for this opportunity to win the entire service free of charge, just go to MontanaDentalImplants.com and reach out to them. Tell them you want to nominate a veteran, and they can let you know the process, etc. All right, great to have Mark Lauder with us on the phone lines this morning. He was just here in Montana. A couple weeks ago now, he was here on the ground, and it was great to have him here in studio. He's a former special assistant to President Trump, now with the America First Policy Institute. But this morning, after last night's debate, he's the first guy I wanted to reach out to for kind of debate reaction and insight. Mark, great to have you back on the show. What'd you think?
Hey, Aaron, good to be with you. You know, I think these debates, and this is true of this one as well, the people who went into it supporting Trump left supporting Trump. The people who went into it supporting Harris probably still supported Harris. But everything that I'm seeing, even in the national media, even in the New York Times of all places, said regardless of what the pundits say, undecided voters don't think Kamala Harris won in this debate because she didn't ever actually tell you the one thing they wanted to know. What are you going to do to lower prices? What are you going to do to secure the border? What are you going to do to stop these wars? And aside from bumper stickers and memorized one-liners, you got nothing.
Yeah, I mean, from the outset, that was the thing that I was talking with some of our other listeners here earlier this morning, is that the very first question, what was it? Something to the effect of, are we better off now than we were 3.5, 4 years ago? And she completely dodged the question and, of course, was never asked a follow-up question by the ABC fake news moderators who were awful last night, that Muir guy in particular. I think he thought he was the one debating Trump instead of Kamala Harris. It's like, dude, let her talk, you know, and this Muir guy wants to do all the talking, but she totally dodged the question. And even CNN had an instant poll immediately after the debate. And according to the CNN poll, people trusted Donald Trump even more on the economy after the debate than they did Kamala Harris.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely correct. And I saw another thing this morning on Reuters. They had a panel of 10 undecided voters. Six of them left the debate supporting Trump, three left supporting Harris, and one was still undecided. I mean, that's a win. In an area where, the election came down to 43,000 votes in three states, she can't lose undecideds that way. And I think part of it, too, is that she still cannot explain to the American people why she does or does not support all these radical positions, whether it's decriminalizing drugs, taxpayer-funded sex changes for illegals and prisoners. I mean, all of the defund the police, a ban on fracking, regardless of what she says now. Remember, it was Bernie Sanders on Sunday who said, well, I mean, she's still a progressive. She's just got to say these things to get elected.
Yeah. By the way, that report about taxpayer-funded gender transition surgeries, I saw that news story yesterday. That was from CNN. CNN is who highlighted that 2019 questionnaire revealing that she supported taxpayer-funded gender transition surgeries for detained immigrants and federal prisoners. I mean, it's not like this is just some right-wing news site that's reporting this. It's CNN that's even highlighting it.
Yeah, I really get the sense, you know, and you'll love it. I think she's running the John Tester campaign. Like, I'll just say whatever I have to say, But once I get into Washington, D.C., I'm going to do what I want to do anyway.
Oh, she
and
totally
then not
is.
Tell you about it.
Oh, you're exactly right. It's the exact same, you know, flip-flop, flat-top, two-faced John Tester. Just say whatever you need to say to get elected. But all we got to do is roll the tape. She's already on camera supporting a fracking ban, supporting gun control, and so much more. What about the cats and the dogs? It's interesting to me. We were talking about this before you got on. It's interesting to me how the liberal media is so concerned. They're so intent on downplaying what is happening with the migrants in Springfield, Ohio. And it's like, wow, you guys are clutching your pearls over cats and dogs. But when American teenage girls get raped and murdered by illegal aliens, why are you clutching your pearls so much about cats and dogs right now?
Well, yeah, and look, I've seen clips of people standing in front of the city commission, I think it was a city commission meeting, where they talk about migrants harming ducks and geese, and there have been 911 calls. And regardless of whether it's cats and dogs, and I've seen some other people interviewed saying that pets are going missing, but regardless of it, the fact is not disputed. Kamala Harris and Joe Biden sent 15 to 20,000 Haitian immigrants to this small city in Ohio that's got a population of 60,000. Now, no city can absorb 15 to 20,000 Haitian immigrants. I've seen reports from people who are talking about how they can't drive, they can't even read the language, but they've got licenses and they're crashing into everything. I mean, all of these things are real world problems. And while they want to focus in on eating cats and dogs, why don't we focus on the bigger issue of the fact that it's because of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris that this city has 20,000 illegal Haitian immigrants in it? And even worse, let's think about this. Today, 9/11. Let's not forget. Let's also not forget that the current FBI director, the current Joe Biden CIA director, the current director of Secretary of Homeland Security have all said our nation is at as much risk now as it was in the days prior to 9/11 because of the nearly 400 known and suspected terrorists that have snuck into our country that we know of. And who knows what the other 12 million, if there are more that we haven't known, that are wandering our country right now and plotting the next attack.
Not only that, but Kamala Harris and Joe Biden and John Tester, they've got us on the brink of World War III right now. I saw a Fox News Radio report this morning about how Iran is closer to a nuclear weapon now. They've got us on the brink of World War III. I know you remember where you were at. I know many of our listeners. I was on Capitol Hill when the 9/11 attacks occurred, and so I remember exactly where I was at, and we all remember exactly how we felt that day and the day after. And how everything changed that day. But if we really get into World War III, or not to mention what kind of terrorist attacks could occur as a result of this invasion of our country right now, I mean, even bigger than 9/11, unfortunately.
You know, that was one of the things that I think got overlooked in last night's debate when they were talking about foreign policy. And I've heard Donald Trump say it. I've heard other people say it who worked closely in that space with him in the White House. And he talks about when he was dealing with the Taliban and getting them to stop killing Americans. And he basically hands the leader of the Taliban a picture of the guy's house. And he's like, what's this for? And he's like, you'll figure it out.
Yeah.
They didn't kill more Americans. And they started negotiating to stop the bloodshed until Joe Biden botched the withdrawal from Afghanistan throughout the plan that Donald Trump, Mike Pompeo, and others had negotiated, and led to the deaths of 13 American servicemen and women. I mean, this is what we're talking about, and this is what that debate really exposed. And I get it. People are going to want to talk about dogs and cats and who won, who lost. But I think anybody who actually listens to that debate last night, A, came around going, I still don't know what Kamala Harris's plan is, and I love Donald Trump's answer. Well, why don't you just get on Air Force Two, fly down to the White House, wake up Joe, and start doing it now. You can.
Yeah, exactly. It's, you know, when she says, well, I'm not Joe Biden, you're debating me. Well, you're the vice president. Get your butt down there, go wake him up and secure the border. But she doesn't want to do that, and neither does John Tester. About a minute to go before our next break here. I thought the debate last night was reminiscent of when Trump debated Hillary Clinton back in 2016. where, okay, the pundits will say, oh, well, she scored this point and this point and this point and this point. They were looking at the rhetoric. They were looking at the debate style. But they weren't looking at what matters to the American people. Donald Trump hammered what matters to the American people then and now.
No, you're absolutely right. Look, Kamala Harris came into it with a plan. She had about 10, 12 memorized lines. It's all about vibes. She just wanted the clickbait on social media, on Instagram. You know, she wanted to relish Taylor Swift's endorsement, even though Taylor Swift, to my knowledge, got famous because of songs about picking the wrong person. You know, that's what she's about. I mean, they were literally airing ads in Mar-a-Lago and in Philadelphia just to get under his skin. That's not how you win an election. You're just trying to do the Vibes campaign, and Vibes ain't lowering my gas and grocery prices.
That's right. Well, we got to take a quick break. Mark Lauder, if you got to run, totally understandable, no worries. But if you want to stick around, we can get more of your thoughts here right after this quick break here on Montana Talks. And then coming up in the 9 o'clock hour of the show, we've got the phone lines open and a lot to get to, some Montana-specific stuff in particular.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
He's got to be burdened by what has been, and that's ABC Disney's job too tonight. But I have no faith in them. Maybe they don't want conservatives to go to their theme parks, because I don't know. I think people are already sick of Disney being woke. A running mate wants to build a 30-foot ladder factory if Trump builds a wall 25 feet or higher. Gives legal driver's licenses to illegals, free college for illegals, feminine hygiene products and boys' bathrooms, gender-affirming care, but you don't need parental consent. Wouldn't call the National Guard during the rioting in the summer of 2020, but they did open the family home windows so they can smell burning rubber from the rioting. This is what we're up against. There's so much at stake.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
You know, when it comes to selecting and installing new window treatments, it may seem like there's nothing between, let's see, high-end designer and some random unqualified guy with a power drill. But guess what? There is a better way, and that's where Blinds.com comes in. Now, at Blinds.com, you're going to get the savings of a local handyman with the expertise of a professional interior designer without the risk or hassle or expense. From premium woven wood to motorized shades and more, you can get unlimited window treatments now installed for just one low cost. Now, you can't agree on a style with your partner? Well, just talk to a Blinds.com design expert for free. If you need help with measuring and installation, well, they'll help you with that also. And yes, you can get that in-person service and confidence from the comfort of your own home. Why? Because Blinds.com ships samples directly to you. They make it easy, fast, and free. And if you shop at Blinds.com right now, you get savings up to 40% off site-wide. That's up to 40% off site-wide for a limited time when you go to Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Less than your flu shot.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
I love this song!
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home.
406-201-6263.
Brought to you from the Hot Spring Spas and Hot Tub Company, Friends Recommend Studio.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, Mark Lauder had to run, but that's all right. That's all right, because we got time to take your phone calls, 406-294-0970. Or you can message us on the Montana Talks app as well. Let's see, a listener in Whitehall sent us a message earlier. I didn't watch the debate due to work the next day. I have a question. Why are we having a debate right before September 11th? That's a good question. That's a very good question from our listener in Whitehall. And if I could add one follow-up to that question from that listener in Whitehall, which is, okay, so they have the debate right before 9/11, but then so little focus on national security, so little focus on you know, what's going on in the world right now with regard to an increased terror threat, the blinking lights everywhere that even the current FBI director has warned is facing this country and the world right now. And yeah, one of the things that I shared on X last night immediately after the debate was, here you've got Kamala Harris bragging about how we're not funding a war in Afghanistan anymore. She was up there saying, oh, well, we're not spending billions of dollars every year on a war. And I'm thinking, yeah, we are. Now we're funding a war in Ukraine. And then on top of that, the Biden-Harris tester regime destroyed the Abraham Accord peace process. We are on the brink of World War III because of Biden, Harris, and Tester. Let's see. Marcus in Nye sent us a message. I can't understand why the Republicans or Trump supporters agreed to ABC facilitating the debate since the first debate was by liberal CNN network. We all knew it would be Kamala bias. That was from Marcus in Nye. Yeah, it was definitely a three-on-one debate. It was, as the New York Post put it, an ambush. But Donald Trump, as I said earlier, did exactly what you're supposed to do when you're being ambushed. Fight your way through it. Retired General Paul Vallely, who lives in Big Fork, a great guy, but before I deployed on my first deployment overseas, before I went to Iraq, you know, back in 2005 when it was crazy, you know, in Anbar province and in western Iraq in particular, I got to meet him. So, you know, a friend of mine said, hey, you got to meet this general. You know, he's incredible. He's got an incredible background, especially if you're going to Iraq. You got to talk with him. And, you know, at the time, General Vallely was one of the top, you know, national security analysts on Fox News at the time. And so, yeah, it was an incredible opportunity. But I remember the one piece of advice he offered me, he says, all right, when you're in the kill zone, when you're in an ambush, he says, I don't care what decision you make, just make a decision. Sitting there and doing nothing is the worst thing that you can do. Just make a decision. Basically, fight your way through that ambush. Make a decision. And that's exactly what Donald Trump did last night. He was being ambushed by three different sides, and he fought every way through that ambush. And now they've got tape that they can roll on Kamala. You know, her claiming that she believes this way when in reality she believes this way. They can roll the tape of her smiling and laughing and looking down on the American people as he highlights this invasion of our country that has taken place. As he highlights how, no, we are not better off now than we were 4 years ago under President Donald J. Trump's policies. And yeah, like we mentioned in our conversation there with Mark Lauder, even CNN's own post-debate poll showed Trump on the economy and his support going up after last night's debate. There you go. All right, let's see. Phone lines are open coming up at the 9 o'clock hour. I want to talk about the SAVE Act. I want to talk about Tim Sheehy and his stance on health care and much more.